We have the last talk of the day to wrap up, and this is a fantastic thing because Moritz will tell about the actual application of AI and what he's doing with TenStore and hardware on drug discovery. And yeah, I've just learned like it was like a hobby project, or it was a hobby project last year, and now he's working at TenStorrent to continue his work. So like hobby project turned into a job and a good one with a passion. This is awesome. So like let's listen to what you want to say about the progress of your project.
So yeah, I'm going to give a little update on my project TT Bolts. I actually gave already a talk at the second edition of the AI Plumber conference about TT Bolts, but that was still like Bolts 1 on TenStorrent Wormhole, and really a lot has happened since then, and so I thought it would be like cool to give a little update. So for people who are not already familiar with the project, TT Bolts is basically a port of Bolts 2 to TenStorrent hardware. And Bolts 2 is a biomolecular structure prediction model, and basically just an improved successor of AlphaFold 3. And I think like more people are familiar with AlphaFold than Bolts. But actually, like Bolts became industry standard, and so all the biotech labs use Bolts and not AlphaFold anymore. And yeah, the project is completely open source under the MIT license, and it works out of the box on TenStorrent hardware. Yeah, and I started the project in November 24, just as my pet project, as a side project during university. And then in April 25, I had the first working prototype, and since then I was just optimizing the model. And after I finished my studies, I joined TenStorrent now, and I get a lot of time to work on the project and more resources, which is awesome, and I also wrote my thesis about this topic, so if anyone is interested, you can also check out the repo and the thesis. Yeah, but first I want to talk a little bit about TenStorrent hardware, but want to keep it really brief because like there were so many talks about TenStorrent hardware. So here we have the TenStorrent Black Hole P150, which is currently the most performant PCI Express card that is available in the shop. And yeah, in the middle we have the Black Hole processor, then 8 GDDR6 memory banks with 4 gigabyte each, so 32 gigabytes. But for me, like the coolest thing is that it has a large SRAM, 210 megabytes of SRAM, and it's a scratchpad, so we can control it explicitly. And stay for a long time in SRAM for certain operations, which can be a major advantage against like, or in comparison with GPUs who have like transparent caches that you can only control implicitly. On the right is my quiet box. And yeah, the Bolts project right now is only running on a single card, but very soon we want to parallelize it across multiple cards. There's also a TenStorrent Galaxy server with like 32 processors, and yeah, I want to like leverage everything for drug discovery on the Bolts project. Yeah, here's the architecture of the Black Hole processor and the Tensix core. So Black Hole processor, the architecture is basically just a grid of cores. We have Ethernet cores, DRAM cores, system controller, but where the actually where the compute happens, that's the Tensix cores. And on the right, we have the architecture of Tensix cores, and we have five small RISC-V chips, and they basically control the routers, and the data movement and compute engines, and each Tensix core has also, I think on Black Hole, 1.5 megabytes of SRAM. Yeah, but I think not everyone here is familiar with structure prediction. So proteins are basically the building blocks of life. They underpin all processes in life, and they are defined by a sequence of amino acids. And this sequence of amino acids folds into a 3D structure in the human body, and the 3D structure determines the function, what the protein does in the human body. So it is really important to predict the structure, and that was a huge problem for 50 years and biology. And AlphaFold 2 basically solved this problem and therefore was awarded the Nobel Prize in 2024. And it can predict those structures in minutes and not years. So Boltz 2 builds on top of AlphaFold, but it adds also affinity prediction there in the top right corner. And affinity prediction predicts basically the probability and how strong a small molecule binds to a protein. And for example, a protein could be a harmful protein, and then you want to design a drug, so a small molecule, the ligand here, that attaches to the protein and maybe disables this function. And that's why binding affinity is so important for drug discovery. And yeah, in contrast to AlphaFold, the Boltz model is fully open source and not only for academic usage. In the bottom, we have the whole architecture of the Boltz 2 model. It can seem pretty complex, but the most important modules are really just the performer in the middle, the diffusion model, and maybe also the MSA module. So formally, it is basically just a diffusion module, but it is a pretty unique diffusion module because most of the computational complexity is in this performer, which is a transformer. And yeah, that's what makes it different from pretty different from other diffusion modules. This is another way of looking at the architecture, and there we can see that Boltz 2 basically consists of a few number of big modules which are composed of smaller modules, and the main big modules are the performer diffusion module and the MSA module. And we can, for example, see that the template module, the confidence module, and the affinity module are just thin wrappers around a performer. And so the task of porting the Boltz model to tensorrent hardware was just porting those big modules to the tensorrent architecture. And yeah, I would say the most interesting small modules are triangle multiplication and triangle attention, and they have cubic complexity, not just quadratic complexity, in contrast, for example, to regular self-attention. And the triangle comes from the fact that between those atoms, the triangle inequality holds, and that is just inductive bias. And that's basically what the researchers did with AlphaFold and Boltz. It feels like engineering inductive biases. So they take regular machine learning operations, but they have some requirements from, for example, physics, and they have to engineer those inductive biases in the model. And another interesting thing about the Boltz 2 model are the activations. So we have a single representation. This is a usual representation, for example, in transformers. In transformers, we have a sequence of tokens, and therefore a sequence of embeddings, and therefore this matrix on the left. But additionally, in the Boltz 2 model, we have a pair representation. And this pair representation has additional dimension, which is as large as the sequence length. And this is the root cause for this increased complexity. This means, for example, that the activations, the memory complexity of the activations are quadratic in sequence length. And so for larger molecules, most of the memory is consumed by the activations and not the weights. The Boltz 2 model is actually a pretty small module, but the activations can get really large. And this is also this additional dimension, which is as large as the sequence length, is also the root cause for the increase for the cubic time complexity of triangle attention and triangle multiplication. And yeah, that's basically the skeleton how I ported Boltz to tensorrent hardware. Those are just two of the big modules, but I just rewrote them in TTNN, then put them in a PyTorch wrapper, so from the outside they look like PyTorch modules, and then I could use it in the